The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Here's another story proving that this virus is getting to us. A dude in Oak Park, Michigan has opened a restaurant for squirrels and birds.
Why not?
They need it.
Why not? You got to social distance them.
His story from Fox 2.
Why? Every morning we have a rush around 10:30 to 11.
Welcome to Maison Brindlewood in Oak Park. It opened up a couple of weeks ago.
With the shutdown, there's not a lot of cafe options for dining right now, so we're kind of the only game in town.
James Vreeland came up with the idea, something fun and lighthearted at a time when there is so much anxiety and uncertainty.
My wife, Amanda, she's been feeding the squirrels in our yard for years, and we have some regulars.
James used some wood and some other stuff he had lying around the house to build the restaurant. Maison de Noir is French for the nut house. There's even a hostess stand and a menu.
We have a mixed seed trio starter. The bread course is steel pizza crust. The entree for the day that we have right now is peanuts on the half shell. And we're out, unfortunately, but our dessert was counter-softened apples.
The customers, squirrels, cardinals, and blue jays.
The blue jays are terrible tippers and fairly messy diners, but they'll swoop right in to the middle of the action, steal peanuts, and make a run.
Look
for
at that
it.
Thing.
James streams video of the rush on Facebook, and not surprisingly, it's attracting a lot of attention.
We have gotten some international press. I got a screenshot of somebody who wrote it up in a Hong Kong newspaper.
But this Oak Park man says that wasn't his goal.
Surprisingly enough, it's not a very complex idea. It's tiny tables and a little cafe for squirrels. There's no bigger purpose to it beyond just...
They got like 10 minutes out of him.
They did.
Everyone's lost
this
it.
This is it.
Honestly, that's it. Everyone's lost their mind.
It's only going to get bigger. I didn't even think about doing anything like this.
Jeez. Little picnic table.
Spark something for you there, Charlie.
What about like a little ant restaurant?
Oh my God. Well, no one could see that, though.
Zoom in real,
Wonder how the neighbors feel about this. You know, all the...
Attracting all the squirrels and everything.
Yeah.
Probably poop on your cars.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It looks like Frank Lost at ASAP built some kind of little restaurant there. a little squirrel restaurant.
Yeah. I'm not going to confront him or anything, but...
I don't know. He was talking in the news about it. I don't know if there was an incident. something violent. I don't know what that was about, but...
It's a post-traumatic stress type of thing.
So excited about this restaurant.
He really
he
was.
He keeps talking about it.
He had every little joke you could about
it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was ready. He was ready.
I mean, it's kind of cool. I couldn't believe they're all just hanging out together. The squirrels, the birds, they all just dining together.
Yeah, I do think he should have it on webcam. Like, I'm surprised it's not. Oh, so it is. You can watch it, like, 24-7. Like, we could watch him pretty soon.
Yeah, I think he said it was streaming. They said it was streaming on his Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
The Morning Rush is streamed on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's going to be the number one show for cats.
Oh,
listen,
yeah.
When we were watching hamsters eating pancakes or whatever.
It was brilliant.
We were all in.
Yeah.
I love their little hands.
They eat just like us.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They sit at the table.
The squirrels are like, this is great.
Yeah, it's awesome. This is, what is it, Cafe de Maison? I like
so classy.
This place.
The Maison de Noir, the nut house.
Yeah, the nut house. We were mesmerized by the gopher eating pizza. So if there was like a gopher pizza restaurant that I could watch.
We'd be live streaming it all the time.
Yep.
We're real desperate for entertainment right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard about the new reality show, Too Hot to Handle. It's a new dating show on Netflix. It's where contestants are not allowed to have any sort of sexual contact, even with themselves.
Okay.
It's like Temptation Island on a different level.
Okay, so it's on Netflix, right?
It is.
Yeah, because I put Netflix on the other day, and they'll show you right now like a top 10 of like what's trending like in America. And I think it was number 2. And but when you highlight over top of it, it shows you like a preview.
Yeah, so this is the preview.
Starts playing a preview.
This is the preview of Too Hot to Handle on Netflix.
This retreat is full of the sexiest people in the world.
A little case of this. What's happening?
I would rate myself a 10 out of 10.
Bring that here. Reel it in.
This is literally heaven on earth.
Cheers to sexy people.
Thanks, guys.
I'm Lana.
Plot twist.
No way.
There are conditions to your stay here.
Bloody hell.
No kissing or sex of any kind.
That's the one. Swears there. Sorry.
As if some robot is telling me I can't do anything.
It's not easy to go an extended period of time without any sexual release.
Think of your nad.
This retreat is to help you gain deeper emotional connections.
Is blue balls a real thing?
We'll find out.
Money will be deducted for any sexual activity.
Whoa. All we want to do is rip each other's clothes off.
Not all of you have invested in the process.
I really don't care. I don't look at him and just see sex. Maybe more can come from this.
I don't want to break the rules.
Jesus, I hate it.
We're in sexual rehabilitation.
It's crazy and bad. But so whatever I saw was not that. What I saw was them around a fire.
Mm-hmm.
They played like it was like it might have been the beginning of an episode or part of it. They're around a fire. And they took one of the hot chicks, they made her stand up in front and then put a blindfold on. And then this little computer thing was like, someone can do whatever they want to her right now.
What?
Oh, my God.
And a guy got up and just started making out with her. And then he had slobber all over his face. Like, he was like, they were going at it and he had slobber all over his face. And then they were like, who was it? And she like looked around and she was like, it was him. And it was, I'm like, well, yeah, he's got slobber all over. He's just covered in your juices. It's not, it doesn't take a rocket scientist.
She figured it out.
And I was like, click, like off. But I mean, I don't.
Obviously, people are watching.
I don't get it.
Right?
Well, what else?
So the premise is this: a bunch of sexy singles thrown together in paradise with a chance to win $100,000. But any kind of sexual activity by any contestants cuts into the prize money. So
when they do stuff,
so Chuck, if you make out with a girl, you take money off the money I could win, right?
Mm. Oh, wait a second.
That's how I understand it. So there's $100,000 up for grabs at the end of this, but
so like I'm furious with you if you make out with a chick because now it's only $75,000. Way to go, Dave! You shouldn't have shower sex,
right?
So it keeps everyone in line.
Obviously, there's going to be no money left. Did you see how many clips they had of like people making out and getting on top of each other's laps?
As a shower scene.
Two chicks kissing. I'd be furious. Now, what I'd want it to be is like if I haven't done anything, I still get $100,000.
No, that's not how.
Because I'd easily be able to do that. Because no one would go after me.
It'd be funny. I mean, you were also just contestants.
I'm just eating ribs. Yeah, I'm just eating ribs. Like, all these other people are making out. I'm like, suckers.
You can see the ugly guy in the corner eating the ribs all the time?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to make out one of these hot chicks?
No.
What's his deal?
He wants money.
How did the producers keep everyone honest? I guess they put cameras everywhere, even in the bathrooms. They told the contestants the bathroom cameras were just live cameras to be watched. They weren't recording those ones.
Right.
But they were watched everywhere they went, so they couldn't go off into a corner and jerk off.
Man.
Or diddle themselves.
Bad day for a producer that's got to watch me in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Like, James just something. Blew 25 grand in there.
Over your ears. About to get messy.
I guess this would watch toward the end.
I'm starting to look at the fish.
Everyone's so horny.
We need to control ourselves.
Right, that cost me money.
Oh, God.
Time for growth.
What kind of growth are you talking about, bro?
Is just keep our pants off.
That was worth it.
I couldn't imagine a group of people I like less than those people.
The only thing I liked is when one of the females said, blue balls in her accent.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, what are blue balls?
Is blue balls a thing?
Are blue balls real? Are blue balls real?
We're going to find out.
Is it like a myth?
I don't think so. It really hurts.
That's it.
That is. That's the one line from the whole thing that's any good.
Yeah.
I guess there's another trailer where at the end the girl asks, does anal count?
Oh, my God. My God.
Could you imagine you're like in the future?
We found a loophole.
That's my grandma. She was on a show back in the day. She's the one that asked about anal.
Oh, no.
They call her anal grandma.
She was on a show back in the day. It was highly popular. Too hot to handle, they called it.
So, you're so right. It's one moment in their lives right now, but years from now when they've got families and kids.
I'm not thinking about God. That.
Yep.
Holy hell.
It's anal count.
Also, I think it's crazy to be on a show that I'm sure they were like, listen, no one's going to watch this. It's just it's going to be like a one-off type of just stupid thing. And you're all just whores. Like, every guy's a slut. Every girl's a whore. They're talking about anal and doing everything. But then it becomes the biggest thing watched.
Because of a pandemic.
Because it's a pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't
and
count
like,
on that.
No one will ever forget how slutty you were.
Yeah. You were the chick that asked about anal during the pandemic.
My God.
I knew I recognized you from somewhere.
No, you're
the anal girl.
Yeah.
I know your face.
I can't believe, though, the computer said you can do anything you want to her.
It was like someone, I don't know if it
what
said.
If someone had one left.
I think it was just like you were allowed to kiss him or do whatever you wanted. But like, so she's got a blindfold on just waiting for some random anyone
to just
get up there and like smack one on her.
Jeez.
And I'm like, God, do you know anyone yet?
So the lava lamp tells you not to have sex.
Yeah, you listen to the lava lamp.
Oh.
I don't.
It's blue balls real. Is it?
Well, certainly feels real.
Oh, man. Yeah, we'll watch
anything.
See
an Asian
right
guy
now.
On there.
We're just starving for entertainment, as we keep saying, so we'll watch anything.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So this, different times, right? A lot of TV reporters are doing stuff from home. This TV reporter, she's a correspondent for KCRA in Sacramento, California. She accidentally filmed her husband naked in the shower while filming a report in her bathroom.
Why
is she in her bathroom while your husband's in the shower?
Oh my God.
There's a lot of questions.
Yeah.
She was doing a report, I guess, about hairstyling tips while quarantined at home.
Okay.
I guess didn't realize that in the mirror you could see the reflection of her husband naked in the shower.
Oh, geez.
Oh, man. Mm-mm.
So I'm going to show you the video and the uncensored pic up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You want to check it out. So this is the video. It's taped off of, you know, someone holding it, taping it off the TV, obviously. So you're watching. This isn't her. This is another woman. I'll show you where to look in a second here.
Get back in. People definitely want access to their services. So people won't have this much longer. In Stockton, Melinda Meza, KCRA 3 News.
Oh, she is brave.
Yeah. So I thought they were reacting to her husband.
Oh,
at first.
Yeah.
Like,
no, they didn't see it. I could barely see it. Mm.
Okay, so here's the picture here. There.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. It's just
side profile. Side profile.
How do you not know?
You think he's just like waiting? It looks like he's like standing and waiting for her to be done so he can take his shower.
Don't you wait
that
until
apparently
after?
He's in the shower.
That's the craziest thing I've ever.
Or maybe, have another bathroom.
Maybe that's the shower there.
Yeah, right? Like he's in a doorway that has a full length. There's a full length mirror on a door. He's like waiting for her to be done. He's like, babe, I got to take a shower. So hurry up and cut your hair. And
that's hilarious. Come that's on. Exactly what's going on.
Their bathroom's a disaster, too. If you're going to be on TV, like, clean up a little bit.
I didn't even notice.
There's a lot of
she's
stuff.
Not, obviously, she's not paying attention to anything behind her, right? Because there's stuff all over the place. So that apparently is her husband, Mike DeLambert. They've been married since 2004. People noticed this right away and lit up Twitter. Like, oh, my God, please don't let that be your husband, someone said. Someone else said, damn, why's she going to work when she got all that at home?
Yeah.
And then another person said, I hope her husband doesn't see this.
He's going to.
Well, there's no chance you don't see it.
They believe her husband was trying to keep out of sight, not realizing he could still be seen.
Yeah.
What's hilarious is the only thing I noticed is how she was cutting her bangs wrong there.
You noticed all kinds of stuff I didn't. I didn't notice the bathroom was a mess.
What did she do there?
She's just not doing it right.
Yeah, she, I wonder how does that play out at home?
You know,
once you've done that, he's
probably kind of fine with it.
Yeah,
he seems like fine with it.
You can see his Johnson.
He's got nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, he's got nothing to be ashamed of. Right. Now, I would be losing it.
Well, you can't just, you'd
oh
be
Oh, my God. So, Chuck,
I can't be side profile. I look like Alfred Hitchcock with a tiny little Johnson from the side profile. Like, I can't.
What an odd comparison.
I can't have it's that horrible. Shadowy figure out there.
It's a certain build he's got, Alfred Hitchcock.
You know what I mean? My side profile is probably terrifying. I can't even imagine it really right now.
You don't really take a look at it too
often? My pandemic side profile?
Dude.
No, I'm sure it would be. Maybe not the best for you, dude, but yeah.
See? That's how it starts. Look at the one. Look at the one that Homer Simpson. I'm more like a Homer Simpson body. It turns out.
Well, how would you react though, Chuck, if you found out your TV news reporter lady had accidentally aired your nude body?
I'd be furious because it'd be out. Like, there's no getting it back. Once it's out of the bottle, once the genie's out of the bottle, and everyone sees you cold, waiting to get in the shower because you're cold.
You'd call me to put out a press release. It's like, saw on the TV was a man who was very cold.
Exactly. I would need to say it's fake news, and I would have to come. I'd have to really attack it.
It's a deep fake.
Yeah, deep fake. That's not me.
I threatened
to sue everybody.
Yeah. Oh, would you? Yeah, that's it. You take everyone down.
Oh my God.
Some pictures of this dude here too, like, you know, with clothes on, thankfully, but of course they, you know, now it's all over the world, this footage.
Yeah.
And so they've been looking into, well, who's the guy that's naked? And so we linked to that article too at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, so you can see this coupled together. Just real hard to get it.
Wow, it's really slow. Really, holy cow,
struggle here.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Jeez.
I feel like we're in the 90s with the internet here.
Well, it is. Well, Internet Explorer is what I had to use to bring this up.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so this is going to take
a minute.
It's
like dial-up. Mm.
Yeah. It's like mowing a lawn with one of those.
Dave pulled out a laptop he bought in 92.
It's not mine. It's property of the radio.
Well, there you go.
Your BlackBerry might have been faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably would have, and in better quality.
Okay, anytime.
Say it's still loading. So that's her.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
In better days.
Yeah.
And that's her husband.
Oh. You don't really want to.
No. He's got a very scary face.
But a face of the dong.
Yeah, that's he's better on a side profile.
Yeah.
Like swingers, huh?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah.
They're freaky.
That's why I think 100%. He did that on purpose.
He was waiting to have sex with her.
Maybe you're onto something. Maybe they're
almost any girl who has that dress is a swinger.
She gets drunk and
if
sloppy.
You've got like just a glittery dress, you probably swing.
A lot of observations about her. I don't know where, but
you did.
That's
really
what we do.
You saw right through it all.
Yeah, she's messy. She's a swinger. She can't even cut her bangs.
That's what he's waiting. He's waiting for sex.
What a crazy ploy it would be. to be like, listen, you know we're swingers. I got an idea to kind of let's get you on a side profile so people can see that you got a decent sized hog. And then our swinging numbers will go way through the roof.
It's good for swinging numbers?
Yeah, it's good. A guy with a big Johnson's
good. Advertisement.
Yeah, a guy with a big Johnson's good for swinger numbers.
They need to do something to counteract his face, because that thing.
Yeah, that's it. They didn't show that.
She definitely
it balances.
Married.
It always, your attributes always balance.
Yeah, exactly.
Out.
She's with him for
I
his
wish
job,
I wasn't
right?
cute.
Got a face like Mask from the 70s movie and a giant hog.
A giant hog.
So did she get in trouble for this? I don't anything.
They haven't, the station hasn't issued any apology or anything.
They're just like, oh my God.
So this is good for her business if she didn't get in trouble too. She's getting so much attention. Mm-hmm. So it's good for like a multitude of things.
Yeah.
Swinging and news reporting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This will be good for both.
Just wait.
Our swinging and our news
careers. Wait till I put out the James side profile.
We'll crash the website.
Yeah, it's going to be good for the show.
Website will go down.
Yeah.
It's good for two things demand. Here, swinging and news reporting.
Yep.
I'm going to go through the roof.
Have Chuck do a bathroom report and James stand there.
Exactly. That's exactly how it's going to go.
Recreated.
I'm like, this is how I shave my head. Oh, God. There's James waiting.
I'm just standing there.
Oh, my God. Proud.
Full attention.
Full attention. Full attention.
We're going to step it up. Angles.
Yeah, we're going to step it up.
Fully erect.
Yeah, if you know you're going to be on video, then you make the best of it, right? Yeah.
Flexing my pecs, too. Mm-hmm. Make sure my thighs, my quads are looking good.
Yeah, I'd have to tie a rope around it or something.
If it was by mistake... Totally embarrassing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know.
I'm sure he's
most guys would be pissed at their wife if they accidentally aired them nude on.
It's also on you, though, a little bit, too, to be standing. Like, if I knew you were going to do a live report and I was nude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be anywhere.
I'd be
like,
another part.
Yeah.
Of the house,
like,
another room.
Yeah. I'd be waiting.
Door
closed until the news report's over.
So it's a bit on him.
Because the whole angle of all of it, she's with her angle and he's right there.
He's perfect in the mirror.
And he's just standing there.
Yeah.
It's like horror movie style. He's like standing in the back of the mirror.
Really, it's just swinger advertising. Mm. Perfection.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, these reporters and anchors doing stuff from their houses, I'm sure, has caused issues that people never even... considered, though. I guess then someone's report was interrupted by their dogs barking. The other day, someone's dad walked by. It's a younger reporter, and her dad walked by. He's changing out of his shirt. She's like, Dad!
When I thought I was going to have to broadcast from home, I was worried that little Biddy's would... I can't put her in a room because she'll meow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, it would be okay like, if she got on the, on the whole thing, though.
She'd be really get in my face. It'd be hard to do a show. She's like right here.
Oh, well, I had to close the door, right? So Jameson wouldn't come down because he'd be on my knee the whole time if he could. He'd be right beside me. It's too distracting.
Hmm. News from home is a funny thing.
Yeah, it is. Check it out for yourself. See what you think. Was it legit by mistake? Or as Lisa said, was she just looking to boost her swinging and reporting numbers?
Yeah. Double
you
boost.
You can see it on the website. Check it out there. Have you guys heard of this new show? Well, I guess it's new. The second season's new. They've been around for a season already. It's called Smothered.
No.
Small S, capital M.
I'm familiar with it.
Well, yeah, because your lady loves all
So is it like projects. A mom is in charge of your whole life?
It's mother-daughter duos who are super, super close.
Oh, okay.
Like freaking close.
Like cam girl mom and daughter combos.
Well, I don't know if they're cam girls, but... It's kind of disturbing. Sunday, May 24th is the second season of this show. They just announced it. It follows the lives of six over-the-top mother-daughter pairs, they say, with undeniable bonds. For the second season, they're introducing pairs, they say, that makes the first season's pairs look tame. Including a mother who still showers with her adult daughter.
Mm.
That's
Can you, I was watching this morning. I'm going to play it for you guys in a second. It's also on the website too, if you want to check it out. But I thought of that moment, like I'm with a girl and all of a sudden I find out she still showers with her mom.
Right. You realize
how disturbing That would be.
Yeah, that's probably the end of that.
You'd have to leave that girl, yeah, yeah. Because
you would,
there's.
Right? Done. You're
so
done.
Strange.
Who knows what's happened? Who knows what's happened? Because the whole time, like, if you're showering still with an adult child, that means you were showering with them through all their teenage years. And just come on. I mean,
last season they had a mother daughter duo that shared bathwater.
Oh. See, and James, this pales in comparison. Like that, I can understand in some weird way.
I can't.
Yeah, yeah, I don't can't wrap my head around
I can't understand that at all.
No, but I mean, so just if it was poor times, like, unfortunately, that's how my dad grew up, right? They could only afford to fill the bath up once.
Right.
So they all had to take turns. The oldest got it first, and then they went down the line.
I would have fought everyone to go first.
Yeah, this couple was not in dire straits in terms of financial status.
Didn't we see a show where the
whole family
bathed?
Did. Yeah.
That was because of cheapness.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of cheapness. Yeah.
Like extreme cheapskates or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so this is a little taste of this show. If you have been with someone who was smothered and you couldn't handle it anymore, like how close were they with their parents that just made you say too much? You can reach out to us quickly, 1-855-954-6969. Toll free, 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. This is a taste of season 2 of Smothered here. Let's see if we can. What the hell?
That's
here we
the
go.
The naked news.
It reloaded everything. I had everything all set to go here. Anyways, here we go. This is season 2.
You're my soulmate. I love you so, so much.
My mom is my everything.
You fill my space.
Was I ready for that? Look.
I've been taking showers with Brittany since she was 5.
Yeah.
She has that. Oh, wait a second.
No, okay, this is a different mother-daughter. Okay, so first of all, that was the mother that showers with her daughter.
Uh-huh.
Craziness.
Yeah.
This next one, she has a tiny daughter, like an elfin.
A little person?
Little person.
Yeah, an elfin.
Well, I didn't want to.
She has an elfin.
Somehow transported it into the Lord of the Rings realm.
An elfin. Oh, it's not even a thing.
She has a fictional character for a daughter.
An elfin.
Elfin daughter.
Like she's going to go work at Santa's workshop?
I struggle not to use the word midget, you guys.
No. Yeah, it's a little thinking, person.
Okay, little person. That's what I couldn't remember.
Right.
Yeah, what we're supposed to call tiny people.
Right. You didn't want to say dwarf.
I didn't want to say dwarf. I didn't want to say midget, so I...
You went to another. What came went to my head. An elfin.
So anyway, the mother of the elfin girl, the midget tiny lady.
Little person.
She licks her awake.
What?
TV's so bad.
Yeah, this is how she wakes up. Looks like she's awake already, to be honest.
She licks her awake.
Yeah.
What? Cannot wait till the show airs.
Yeah. I didn't ever imagine anything like that in our realm.
That's what elves do.
Did you know that about them?
I didn't. Let's take a look at this.
There you go.
In the morning, I walk in her room and I just lick her all up. My puppy.
I can look out my window and see right into her dining room.
Right. I have saved all of Sarah's baby teeth. They smell so beautiful.
Oh my God.
Baby triplets now.
You guys are all matching. Do you do that all the time?
We do try. Now that the baby's born, I plan to stay in New York as long as I can.
Frank always gets in the middle of everything between my mom and I.
We kind of wanted you to move out.
Not we. You.
I think he should be the one moving out, not me.
Date nights for Sarah Miguel is really date nights for the three of us.
Oh,
why
Jesus.
Should I be left out?
You know she's part of the package.
Where's my attention?
Oh, honey.
Oh, no. Christ.
Oh, I don't like this.
Oh, you just gotta find someone else.
When
my goodness, my God.
I pull my kissy poos and I kiss her all up.
It's not a good idea to ambush people. I think you guys should move into my house for the remodeling.
No.
How do you stop her? What am I gonna
stop?
Tie her down?
We're on a date.
I knew you two were close, but I find it a little odd how close you guys actually are.
It's not going to change.
To put up with her on a daily basis, you have a lot more patience than I do.
Mom! Mom!
It's all over now, okay?
Let him tell you the story. He's the one that did it.
If Brittany knew what he did to me, she would have killed him.
I think we really need to have our time, just three of us. I feel caught in the middle here.
Why are you so nervous about driving?
I feel pushed.
Stop! Stop!
I don't want to share Angelica with anyone.
Who's going to take care of me like
I thought she was going to drive right off a cliff.
Oh, my God. I thought it was like when Gandalf fell into the...
The pit.
Yep.
Someone texted, this is horrible, but I'm just reading a text. 6 a.m., time to lick the midget.
Jesus. The other way around.
Jesus Christ, Dave.
My God, Dave.
You know, time to make the coffee, just to play on.
Yeah, no, it was certainly a play.
That looks like a horrible show.
Oh, man. Wow.
TLC just did, they're just like, how can we make it worse?
Do you remember when they actually had stuff on there for you to learn?
Science.
The Learning Channel?
Used to be awesome.
Yeah, the Learning
we talked about that.
Channel.
It's not that anymore. No one watched that.
At some point, they were like, listen, the numbers are in. Nobody wants to learn anymore.
No.
They just care about freaky people.
They want ladies to shower together. Mother-daughter shower combos.
Like, it's so...
through the roof. Look, through the roof.
Did they change what the TLC stands for
like,
now?
To trash or something?
Like, the trash licking... children?
Yeah. No. You cannot call it that. Whoa.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Wait.
But that's what they're showing.
You made Lisa go full Italian.
But that's what I mean. Like, have they changed it?
No. Well, I mean, no, not technically. It's still called the Learning Channel.
Yeah. Wow.
But their programming, obviously, is remarkably different. Ryan's in New Hampshire. So have you been smothered with someone who was smothered by their parents and you couldn't handle it anymore? Ryan is with us. Hey, Ryan, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Good morning.
Ripcord. So my ex, when she broke her ankle, she's 20 years old, and I was well more than capable enough of helping take care of her, but her mom insisted on showering with her every time. And then even after her ankle was healed up, she still showered with her daughter.
So, Ryan, you realized that was highly inappropriate, right? You got the hell out of Dodge?
Very much so.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's not like they were a poor family. They were richer than hell.
Damn.
Huh. Okay, let's take the creepiness factor out of this, which is hard to do. I understand.
Okay.
But are there women who are just so incredibly connected to their kids that they just can't do anything without them?
I don't think there's any mentally healthy people that would be the case.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think it's
like they exist.
They have found people that are highly disturbed that
Yeah. It's not normal.
No. Because it takes both. So it takes a mom who's disturbed and then it takes a kid who's disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
Like an adult child.
Yes, to let it still happen.
Has to.
That daughter who showers with her mom, she's obviously, you know.
She's messed up
right.
because of the mom.
And it's like years of who knows what's happened, so.
Someone texted saying, I used to hook up with this girl. I knew her and her mom were super close. One time we were getting down and dirty. She's on top, completely naked. Her mom comes in, has a 3-minute conversation with her, all while she's nude on top of me. It was awkward as hell. What would you do? I didn't even know how I'd react in that situation. If someone's mom had walked in on us and she was riding me?
I'd be like, somebody needs to call the hospital. Stop. You gotta stop having sex. Your mom just walked in.
I feel like that was like a...
Let's try it out.
It was a primer.
Jeez.
Because that's what's right around the corner here.
Can I jump in?
That's right around the corner.
Man, that's a bad scene.
Come on now.
Yeah. What do you say? You're going to be like, we have to stop making love.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Your mother just walked in.
Stop making love.
I feel like you get a vibe early on, like someone's too close and it's you can't. you can't do this. You saw some of these guys that were with these girls. They didn't have a lot of options.
Right? Their options are limited.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, some of them were okay, I guess. No,
not really. Not really. The chubbiest of them all was the one who was the most upset, which didn't make a lot of sense to me, but...
He was like, I don't get this. This is getting scared.
This person texted saying, my wife and her dad are on the phone for hours a day, sometimes multiple times a day. We have young kids to look after and other stuff. It drives me nuts.
Mm. Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah. My parents can only talk to me for so long.
Yeah, no, I'm my mom could keep me on the phone for hours if I let her.
Oh, really? My yeah, mom's like good. Dying for an excuse to leave.
Oh, is she?
All the time. She's so busy or whatever. I gotta go. I can't talk.
She doesn't like to be on the phone.
I don't know.
Someone said, I totally dated a guy like this, too attached to his adult daughters. He had to check in with them before making plans with me. And then he had to be home by 9:30 because one of them was afraid of the dark. Can you say loser? And adult daughters.
Can you say loser?
Can you say loser?
That's a good burn.
Yeah.
Can you say loser?
It's like a grade school burn.
Yeah, you got him good.
Yeah.
That's hard to watch.
Not as creepy as showering with your child, but I had a boyfriend that his mom was so overly nurturing that even in his late 20s, she cooked him breakfast, sometimes lunch, and or dinner every night. The weirdest thing, though, was she did his laundry, ironed everything, including his underwear. She told me she kept his baby teeth and hair from his first haircut under her pillow.
Okay, come on. If you get someone's chiclets under your
that's weird.
Pillow,
that's such weird behavior.
Like it's you, when that you're lady's mentally gone.
She smelled them and was like, "They smell great."
Oh God, because I can't imagine
the smell
teeth
of old
that were
teeth.
In a mouth smell good.
It's a bad scene, man.
Used teeth,
old used teeth. Jesus.
I guess some of these moms and daughter combos get plastic surgery together too.
They look like it on that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, that one family, oh, yeah. For
the,
sure.
The showered couple. The mom that went, jumped in the shower looked like she was all plastic surgery.
Yep. She was like, her skin was like fine leather.
It really was.
Oh, God. She was beautiful. She was like, yeah. Plastic surgery tan mom.
She was like luggage.
Yeah, she was disgusting. But that show, if you want to see it, as creepy as it sounds, on the Learning Channel, May 24th is the premiere of the second season.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
A woman did a new documentary on female prisoners, and she was shocked to discover the food items that female prisoners use to pleasure themselves with.
Where did
BBC
they get it?
Two, well, from food.
Oh. Yeah.
I guess from the, you know, when they go eat.
Commentary. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
BBC Two aired this investigation. Stacey Dooley visited a women's prison and got to know the inmates and their lives. And then she started discussing sexual relationships in prison. And this is a bit how that played out here. Let's take a... Oh, you guys, something happened. Something's gone wrong here. I had everything all loaded and set to go, and it all kind of reset on me. So... she talks to one inmate called Leah here in this clip that we'll hopefully be able to hear.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like it loaded there, didn't it, for a second?
Mm-hmm, yeah, it said it loaded.
Just 1 second.
Did say it loaded, and then it didn't. Hmm. So Leah was asked what they did for pleasure,
and if they were allowed sex toys.
I think, like, we're doing everything to stop it. It's very, very, very hard.
It's very complicated.
It is very complicated. Yeah.
Well, women have needs.
Yeah, oh, yes. And they're, yeah, what? Relationship-driven.
And are there dildos in here? Or is it just, like, oral?
No, jeez. They do everything. You would be amazed. They make those. And
they
as
make
much,
dildos?
They make them, yes.
Out of what?
I think before they used oatmeal.
Oatmeal?
Yeah, and I think they cook it or something. One lady said that they would use hot dogs, so you had to be careful with them bringing hot dogs back
oatmeal
and putting
and
them.
Hot dogs.
They come up with some things.
Oatmeal, I've never heard that before. And hot dogs, yeah.
Well, hot dogs we've heard of. Oatmeal? How do you make a dildo out of oatmeal? Will it just get hard?
I will
eventually?
Say. Have you ever? My kids will do this every once in a while. They'll make oatmeal, then they won't eat it. And then they'll put it in my sink. And then when you encounter it later, especially if they don't use like a ton of water or a ton of milk in there or something like that, it's the hardest substance of all time after it dries out.
So it becomes like concrete.
Like a paper mache type of thing where it just solidifies. So what do? They shape it into a donger?
They must fashion it into a donger. Like
but
a
then
dildo shape.
You're going to have to put it some kind of covering on it.
Yeah.
Maybe just plastic wrap?
Because like...
Sand it.
Like oatmeal
doesn't
inside
seem like the
of
best
you.
Choice.
No.
It would just flake off and everything, right?
Yeah, you're right. They'd maybe wrap like saran wrap around it or something, or cling wrap. Or,
something.
You know, something to keep it together.
Yeah. I'm going to see what I can make today out of oatmeal. I have a ton of oatmeal.
Chuck's Craft Corner will fire up later today. I'm going to look up oatmeal dildos to see if there's pictures of any online here.
Sure.
I believe we talked in the past, too, that they melt down Jolly Ranchers and form it into sexual
objects. Oh, we've heard that, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oatmeal dildos. Give me a picture of it.
I like that interviewer. She's another English lady.
You sure?
Well, you guys have like dildos. Vibrators.
I was hoping she was the prisoner. But she wasn't.
No,
she
was the other way.
She was too attractive.
No, there's no oatmeal dildos on record.
There
until today,
not.
When I make mine and put it out
Join
on social
Chuck's
media.
Craft Corner as he makes oatmeal dildos later this afternoon.
I want the first one for my collection.
Yeah, I'll. Yeah,
this is from the Chuck Oatmeal series.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some sandpaper.
You got the
I like
flavors
your idea.
Oatmeal.
It's gonna be maple. Like
no maple
and brown
doing?
Sugar. It'll smell great.
Then you can do, here's the strawberry oatmeal. Here's the blueberry oatmeal. They're all very similar, but also, yet just enough difference.
Exactly.
Just finding music for Chuck's Craft Corner for the introduction.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to TikTok. I'm making a dick out of a dildo. Or no, out of a dildo.
An oatmeal dick.
That's right.
That's today on Chuck's Craft Corner.
Right after... the show where people shower with their moms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone texted saying, I used to work at Female State Prison in Arizona, and I used to have to confiscate strap-ons all the time made out of cucumbers and zucchini stolen from the kitchens.
Well, like that to me, that's where I thought it was going. I was like, well, yeah, every lunch hour is all cucumbers. But oatmeal, I didn't see that one.
No, like no, fashioning them out of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I never really realized they could get solid. I didn't think of it getting solid.
Yeah.
If they, someone said if they have condoms, they could put the oatmeal in a condom. I don't know if they give condoms out in female prisons.
I wouldn't see why you'd need them. But, you know, maybe you put it on the...
Yeah.
On the hand.
Right.
That's what I was trying to, without saying.
Well, I mean, come on.
That's what I was trying to...
Say hand.
Fist bump the bits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Forging oatmeal dildos.
I can't wait to try it.
Someone said Quaker dildotes. Hey, listen. If anything, I know hopefully none of us are ever that desperate.
Yeah.
Right? No.
I'll never make anything out of oatmeal.
Don't go to prison.
Yeah.
Oatmeal.
I tried to make an oatmeal woman.
An oatmeal?
It didn't work out. No. She fell apart in my arms.
Oh, no.
She fell apart right in my arms.
She's gone. She's gone.
I can make an oatmeal woman.
Yeah.
That's when you hit bottom, huh? That's when you hit bottom.
She fell apart.
Yep.
I've used milk and water. Both.
Apples and cinnamon.
Apples and cinnamon, indeed.
That's what you should call her.
She had two apple eyes.
My lady, apple and cinnamon.
I crushed her. I got on top of her and I crushed her. I tend to sweat when I have sex, and I totally just blew her apart. 2 weeks it took me to build her.
She mounted.
My oatmeal woman.
What I love is like she was a full woman when you first made her.
Right.
But then she slowly
shrinking.
Chipped away.
Legs off.
But you still haven't given up hope on her.
Stay with me.
But then she finally disintegrates and then you like scream like Tom Hanks.
Like, oh Wilson. God, no! My oatmeal woman.
Apple infinite.
I don't know what her name would be, but...
Oh, it's fine.
Oprah!
Oprah.
No, Oprah, no!
Oh, man. I told you, you should have just built her just an ass.
I know, I should have just... You were right. You can't build a whole oat woman. You can't
I
do
tried
it.
Telling you.
I missed the companionship.
I know, she...
She fell apart.
It's crazy how you made her sitting down like that.
All I had to put for her face was the Quaker Oats man. I cut him off the back.
Where are you?
Oh, woman! Oprah!
Oprah!
Oh, that goes funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
I don't
hope you
talk
don't ever
about
have to resort to Oprah.
My cream of wheat whore I tried to make, too.
Oh, man. She was a mess.
She was a real mess.
That didn't solidify like you thought.
Too bad.
I made a woman of beefaroni.
God.
That's the future.
Yeah, what'd you make your woman out of?
Raviolis.
Oh, man. Smart. Real smart.
You let them dry out.
Yeah. Keep them in that shape. I bought a woman mold.
Oh, that's desperation time, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? Okay, so if you are a guy.
Yes.
Quarantining alone right now.
Yes.
It hasn't been that long. If this goes longer, there will be desperation, fellas.
Guys are, yeah.
I don't think they'll try to make ladies out of oatmeal.
No.
No, but not that bad, Lisa. Not
bad.
But I could see fashioning booties out of something or making, you know, pocket badges or
Just order that still.
That's the thing. I think people are just, I bet it, business is booming.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I bet business is booming
well, we
at
heard
those
that
places.
Amazon guy,
yeah,
right?
He was complaining
risking our lives
it.
For dildos.
Yeah.
They were shipping out dildos per rate that highly disturbed that man.
He's
like, I can't believe I'm risking my life for this.
I know. I saw one of the TikTok things that popped up for me yesterday and my scrolling up was someone showing, it was like a girl showing, they sell some kind of product. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like a, it's almost like a pocket thing, but it's like sold as a toy. It's full of water. It's like a plastic.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. And it like rolls up.
It rolls up.
It's like jelly inside of it.
It's something is inside of it, right? Well, so some girl got smart and she put on TikTok, look at all the things that I can fit this inside. On. And she was like putting it like on remote controls and.
Sounds very erotic.
Of course it was trying to be erotic, but. There was nothing, no giveaway.
That is an odd toy, isn't it?
Really odd.
What is up with that toy?
I don't know. It seemingly only has one real purpose.
I know. What was it supposed to be actually used for?
I don't know.
I don't, honestly.
I think
I
it
don't.
Was like a fidget spinner almost.
Well, she could, it stretches to the point where you can put it right on your arm.
Oh. No, really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So I don't know. I'm not sure. But I mean, clearly.
It's called a water weenie. I guess.
Water weenie? I mean,
that's what the name of it is.
Come on, that's gonna. If guys need to, that's all they need to buy, really.
This thing, right? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's that thing.
That thing, water weenie.
But this one was clear.
Well,
so you can
all
see,
the different colors.
See the clear ones.
There we go. Yeah,
it's clearly just a. I don't know what else you would do with it.
And it's basically the same as the thing I bought when it was a real bad time.
Yeah. It's a bad time device.
Do you imagine you're looking through stuff, wasteland? Oh, God. Yes. That's a weenie, one of those weenie, water weenies.
Yes. But why call them a weenie?
Yeah.
Why have weenie in there?
I think that's the name that other people have adopted for it, because I'm finding them as water wigglers.
Oh, I mean,
not much difference.
But.
Yeah.
Well, look, that one is still in the package.
It's like a package.
They spell weenie so weird.
Those look like just balloons,
Those are weenie.
Whamarang. That's what I call my wiener.
Yeah, there. I don't know what the...
I don't know what they're...
Someone just labeled it the original fleshlight. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like what it is, really.
Did go down a couple. They got a super squirt model, they said.
Of this thing?
Yeah.
Oh, water weenie super squirt.
Jesus.
I just wanted you guys to see that.
Mark just bought himself a super squirt.
Yeah.
That's the one to get.
Yeah.
It's the only toy that's going to end up costing $70.
Yeah.
Like, you used to be able to get it for $8.
As you can imagine, 70. As we're talking about this, online searches for homemade sex toys have gone through the roof during this space and time that we're calling a pandemic.
Yeah.
And 23,000 Google searches a day for homemade sex toys. That's what they're averaging. And, you know, some of the most common objects, of course, cucumbers, electric toothbrushes, and candles.
Candles. You shouldn't be doing all that.
A doctor says if you are looking for a dildo and you want to put something in there, make sure, of course, no sharp edges on it. She still thinks you should put a condom on it because it needs to be sterile. Because if something breaks, you don't have to go fishing for it. May get lost. If a piece of fruit breaks off, it could be acidic.
Come on, people. Spend the $6. Like, it can't be that much money to buy just a plain old fake donger.
Yeah.
Like, as for the, you don't need to bang fruit.
Electric toothbrush vibrator, the doctor advises putting a cotton covering like a t-shirt or a cloth over the bristles so it doesn't irritate lady bits.
Jesus. Man. Times are tough out there.
This is crazy times. Unprecedented.
She says that. She said, I never thought I'd be recommending how to do this. She said, but knowing that people will do it, I figured I would tell them the best way to do it.
I haven't thought. I've been waiting on a dildo for about 3 weeks now. Never going to come. It's ridiculous. What are my alternatives? I have a toothbrush, some cloth. Can I make something out of that?
Do you have an electric toothbrush? Do you have any small balloons?
What can you get me here in 2 days?
I can send you an electric toothbrush and a pack of small balloons.
Oh, that's perfect.
Put the balloons over top of the bristles.
Doctor said it was fine.
Make sure it's moist.
I will.
Oh, my God. Someone said I just 3D print my own dildos. Well, if you've got a 3D printer, yeah. I guess you're solid, right?
That's a crazy thing. Just wait.
It's 24 hours.
It's just growing.
I'm growing a giant wiener.
Yes, look, he's almost alive.
Yeah, this woman's smart. She said, I leave my sex toy manufacturing to the professionals.
Yeah.
You're smart, madam.
Yes.
Instead of just shoving household items inside your
All shirt. I have is a broken spatula, three sheets of toilet paper, some cotton balls.
That's all you need.
Duct tape. Crisco.
It was like survival dildos.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we are now, though. So just be careful what you put inside you. And don't make oatmeal, ladies.
I don't know. We'll see. No. We'll see how this thing turns out.
I want to do PSAs for that. Like, don't make oatmeal, women.
I like it.
I tried.
Don't make women from oatmeal. It doesn't work.
It works for a minute.
Hi, I'm Andy Green, here today to talk about oatmeal ladies.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.